Welcome, and welcome, friends, to another informative podcast here at DBN Elite. Today, I'm going to review some matters, some things which most people would think that they know about very intimately. But do they really? Let's explore the subject of time a little deeper together, shall we? You know when you're late for work. You know when your dentist appointment is going to be. You know when the local rush hour will begin or when it will end. You know all kinds of elements about time and the things that you should and should not be doing. You do. But what you may not know about is that while you understand and can follow your own beliefs about time and your life, there is much more to know about time and important cycles that you may not even know about or even realize. Depending on where you live, of course, you understand that there can be behavioral issues for you in your personal life through the seasons. If you live in a place where there are four seasons, it can come to affect you and the way you live and the way you guide your behavior, the patterns in your life, in certain ways according to the seasons. You do this to get the best results for you, yourself, personally. You plan your vacation time around the seasons, your family holiday times around the seasons, your travel for work, your interaction with nature and the outdoors around the seasons, and on it goes. People can come to give all kinds of consideration to the seasons at times when they need to. What you, however, may not realize is that there are elements of time and other cycles which can work for and against you through a period of 9 individual cycle years. Most people do not even know or understand about these cycles, that they even exist. Let me enlighten you about them now. In astronomy, we come to set extended periods of time which coordinate with events or bodies which we know of, and those events merely come to repeat themselves over and over. So, whether it's the return of Halley's Comet, full moons, solar eclipses, and so on, we know that various things around us will come to repeat themselves in established cycles. What you may, however, not know about or appreciate is that there are years which can have very specific qualities or cycles in them, which you may not even be aware of and may be ignorant of. And those cycles are what we need to review here so you have a better understanding of how those cycle years actually work. In numerology, we use various elements of time or cycles to enhance the things we look to do, as we look to use time as the most productive effect. We know from numerology that we can work within 9 cycle years, which provide us with a setting and an inherent circumstances which, once we realize what those are, those cycles can become our greatest ally, our best friend, if we let them. Let me further explain. Over the course of a single year, we understand that when a farmer looks to the coming growing season, that the farmer knows when exactly he or she should be doing something or undertaking some type of work or task for the best of their farm. So whether it's tilling or fertilizing or seeding or spraying or harvesting, they know. So too it is with us. But most people have no understanding of the cycle years. They operate in the dark, not understanding that their actions can later come to have adverse effects upon them, not understanding why things are not going as well as they'd hoped. Let's say that a person is in a transitory year, for example, and yes, it will be for an entire year, and they're looking to start a new endeavor, a new business. Well, that can have consequences. If you need to be firming up or solidifying your business or things around you, and your energy is trying to pull out some kind of great financial reward out of your current business, instead of focusing on stabilizing things elsewhere, you will likely come to be very disappointed. If you want to slow down or retire, and you're in a year which offers great challenges and testing, your retirement plans may not get off the ground or be quashed. It all depends on those very cycles and what things you need to be paying attention to as you journey through your life and those very same years. Farmers seed when they're supposed to be seeding. They work on their equipment or their infrastructure when they need to. They harvest their crops when they need to. And they take time off when they can or circumstances are there to. They know the whens of their life. But when a farmer does, in fact, follow the dictates of their time, their known cycles, great things can happen for them. They are at least setting themselves up for great things later, aren't they? Yes, other things can come along to play to upset them. But they know over time, over the years, that they will always give themselves a chance for the best successes. So now the question is, are you following their example, or is it just a matter of winging it, hoping for the best later? It does make a difference, truly. It matters to them, and it surely matters to you. In numerology, we look at all elements of time and how a person is or is not best suited to act in their own best interest. I always look to help and guide people through the best or worst time before them, their ups, their challenges, their advantages, their disadvantages, all of it, which is truly all best for them. We can give you that help. We really can. Contact me through the site or let me know how I can help make your life better. I can be reached at love@dbnelite.me. That's love@dbnelite.me. May your life be filled with blessings and joy. I'm Stefan Venzel.